Update on COVID-19, impact on the workplace in Ontario. Ontario government declares state of emergency. The government of Ontario declared a province-wide state of emergency in an effort to contain the spread of COVID-19. This will impact employers and employees. The government ordered the closure of all facilities with recreational programs, public libraries, private schools as defined in the Education Act, licensed child care centers, movie and performance theaters, concert venues and bars and restaurants. Bars and restaurants that offer takeout or delivery services can remain open for that purpose. Additionally, the government advised against all public gatherings of 50 or more people, including parades, events, and communal services within places of worship until at least March 31. The closures are limited, as grocery stores, pharmacies, convenience stores, shopping malls, public transit, manufacturing facilities, construction sites, and office buildings may remain open and in operation at this time. That said, the government has asked all employers in Ontario to facilitate virtual work arrangements, i.e., work from home, where possible. Ontario government announces changes to Employment Standards Act. The Ontario government also announced that it will be introducing emergency legislation that would amend the Employment Standards Act, 2000, ESA, to provide job-protected leave to all employees impacted by COVID-19. Specifically, the proposed amendments would provide job-protected leave to all employees who are unable to work for the following reasons. The employer directs the employee not to work. The employee is under medical investigation, supervision or treatment for COVID-19. The employee is acting in accordance with an order under the Health Protection and Promotion Act. The employee is in isolation or quarantine. The employee is acting in accordance with public health information or direction. The employee needs to provide care to a person for a reason related to COVID-19, such as a school or daycare closure. Currently, employees can be required to provide a doctor's note or a medical certificate to take job-protected leave under the ESA. The proposed legislation is expected to waive the requirement for doctor's notes or medical certificates. If passed, employers may not request, and employees are not required to provide doctor's notes or medical certificates to take job-protected leave relating to COVID-19. In the circumstances, employers should not be requesting them now unless someone was off work due to contracting the virus and now wishes to return. While the Ontario government has eased the requirements for job-protected leave in light of COVID-19, the government has not stated the length of the job-protected leave or whether it would be a paid leave. It appears that the job-protected leave would be unpaid, as the Ontario government noted that qualifying employees would have access to employment insurance. While the legislation has not yet passed, it is recommended that employers should conduct themselves as if it has. The proposed legislation will be heard and potentially passed during the emergency sitting of the Ontario Legislature on Thursday, March 19, 2020. If the legislature passes the proposed legislation, the new or revised provisions and protections will be retroactive to January 25, 2020, the date Ontario confirmed its first presumptive case of COVID-19. We are closely monitoring the situation and will continue to provide updates as they become available. Please contact your Baker McKenzie lawyers, above, for more information. You can also access our Coronavirus Resource Center for information on the impact of this situation on your business and what you can do to manage these risks. It covers areas of immediate concerns such as employer obligations, contract issues, supply chain disruption, financing and force majeure, as well as more forward-looking issues such as practical impact on transactions and IPO activity.